Welcome back into the LifePoint Drivecast and a very Merry Christmas to you. I pray that you had a great time worshiping Jesus at the Christmas Eve services. You get some time with family and hopefully a little time off of work as well. I love today's passage because it presents such an incredible, I think, worship-inspiring dynamic, especially on this Christmas day. Daniel 7, verses 13 and 14. I'm going to read the text in its entirety, and then we'll get into things a little bit. In my vision at night, says Daniel, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and people of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. I love that we're reading this on Christmas Day because it is such a contrast to the story and the narrative of Jesus' birth. In Daniel, we get this picture of glory. He approaches the Ancient of Days. He approaches the Father. It is led into his presence. He's given authority, glory, sovereign power, all of these incredible things. And then we think of the Christmas story, and we think of a scared young woman named Mary, a scared young man named Joseph, terrified couple. And yet this beauty of the birth of Christ laid in an animal trough, wrapped in swaddling cloths, helpless, dependent upon the creation that he is Lord and sovereign over. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And as we talked about in this series, in this With Us series, like, why did Jesus have to be born? Jesus had to be born in order to fulfill the requirement of a perfect, blemishless sacrifice, and in order to be the ultimate high priest for us. He now, as we see here in Daniel chapter 7, he approaches the Ancient of Days and is led into his presence. In the Old Testament context, we see in the book of Exodus and Leviticus, we see this dynamic of the priest needing to make sacrifices on behalf of the people and then take those sacrifices into the presence of God in the tabernacle. Jesus, having been born in the flesh, being 100% God, 100% man, needed to live perfectly, and he did. Therefore, he could be the blemishless, perfect, sacrificial Lamb of God, taking away the sins of the world once and for all, no other sacrifice needed, and then he could walk himself as the perfect sacrifice into the very presence of God, and it is finished. It is done. And so on this Christmas day, I want us to consider the glory of Christ, the humility of Christ, the humanity of Christ, and the deity of Christ. And would that lead us into worship? Like, I'm just excited reading about this. This is our King. This is our God. This is Him, glorious and humble, powerful, and yet in the appearance and in the form of a baby. Absolutely stunning. So on this Christmas day, let's just pray and say, Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for coming to live like one of us, dying the death that we could not die, taking the punishment upon yourself that I deserved. Jesus, thank you. So let's, to that end, go into prayer. Merry Christmas. I pray it's a fantastic day for you and your family. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that this picture of you in Daniel 7 is who you are, and yet thank you that the picture that is given to us in the gospel accounts, Matthew and Luke, for example, of your birth, the humility, the meekness, and yet you are the same God. Just, Jesus, you're incredible. Thank you for living perfectly. Thank you for dying the death that I deserve. Thank you for walking out of the grave, which proves that your sacrificial payment for my sins, it worked. Father, thank you for following through on this ridiculous plan to punish your perfect Son instead of us. Thank you for sending your Spirit to indwell us, to give us resurrection power today. God, we love you. Thank you for Christmas and all that it represents and all that it means. Jesus, help us worship you today and not all of the ancillary things. Help us see all of the blessings that we're given today as a reflection of the ultimate gift of you, Jesus. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.